This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I mentioned inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila. More beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Yes, happy Friday, football Friday even, on WGR, even with no game.
Look what we persevere through. We are here for you people.
Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Never mind that, you know, part of being here for you entailed talking about a bunch of Sabres players from 30 or 40 years ago for a little while. But still, you know, we're here.
I'm looking at the document where it says what to say about Football Friday, and it hit me that I forgot to do the fresh picks yesterday.
Oh, no. Well, see, we're not on top of things. I'm sorry. I could have helped you with that. I mean, I have that same rundown. I forgot.
Let's see if we can get away with having our picks count. They're a day late. They're not as fresh as I would like.
This is risky. This is very risky. It's also attaching a sponsor to an unsponsored segment.
Well, yes, and we'll see if there are consequences for that. Fresh picks, when done, are brought to you by Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet. Score big with Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet, where every meal is a touchdown. So that was supposed to be yesterday. We both liked the Browns.
Yeah.
And Nick Chubb.
And Chubb, two touchdowns. I mean,
that's pretty fresh.
Yeah. I mean, if you listened to like three quarters of what I say, you would have won a lot of money last night. Because my parlay was Browns plus whatever it was, 3.5 or 2.5. Chubb, two touchdowns. The over, which was pretty easy, actually. Like, that was done before Pittsburgh took the lead, I think.
No.
36.
Yeah, Pittsburgh went up 19-18. With that second touchdown.
Right.
That got you there.
Yeah, right. Okay. But I had Jameis over 275 because for some reason I thought it would be a passing game, even though there was like a blizzard.
It was a great watch.
It really was. It really was.
There's snow games, and then there's snow night games. And something about the Browns really popped. The orange, your favorite color.
It looked
It just looked great.
It did look great.
The Steeler numbers, which I love because, like, it reminds me of that Raiders jersey I love where the white jersey with the silver numbers, mm-hmm, better than black. And Steelers, I say, yellow numbers better than black. I think it's a cooler look. Or the letters. Maybe it's not the numbers, it's the letters. Anyway, either, both. They were a little tougher, but the Browns uniform and that snow and everything, it was great. So, you know, we didn't say them yesterday in the context of the fresh picks. Browns, Chubb, though, we both like both.
Yeah.
And I thought Chubb looked pretty bad.
Me too.
Just no explosiveness there from him at all. Needing him in fantasy in a big one they've got this week, but he did score twice.
Yep.
So bailed out by that.
Yeah.
My idea was, you know, he was hurt against the Steelers last year. He's been back, but this would be a time where they might really want to get him in the end zone and celebrate him.
Yeah, there was talk afterward that the guys on the team felt like they knew it meant a lot to him, this matchup. So even though he's been back for a bit, that's how we got there anyway. And we arrived there, I think, independently, right? I showed up yesterday and said, I just put in the stupidest parlay ever. Because, you know, the Jameis 275 is really the dumb part of it. I think it had to be. It wasn't nuts to me that the Browns could win the game or that Chubb could get two touchdowns, although that's pretty reachy, too. But, I don't know, 3 out of 4. They don't pay you for that.
On Underdog, they do.
Oh.
In the pick'ems, you have to choose when you place them if you want, like, the four, all four, or all five, whatever the number is the number of picks you make. But then there's also the option of a lower payout if you like miss one. I bet a lot of sites have that, but I don't like how that feels.
No, me either. I want
the whole
enchilada. There it is.
Wherever that came from, that idea to use an enchilada for that.
Hey, we don't have a ton of time here, so we got to get to these picks.
Oh,
but what? All day I'm over here. My boy here is wearing shorts and
terrible
sandals.
Terrible.
I walk in the door and I didn't have the moment that you sometimes have in February when you're standing at the gas pump and your glasses almost blow off your face and it's snowing and you're like, you know, you're putting your $60 worth of gas in your vehicle and you're standing there like, why do we live here? Why?
It's a little bit like that.
But today I stopped for gas and it was, 38 and raining and I'm standing there going, oh, here, this is it. This is not why do we live here, but it's coming. Like, today felt like it's coming.
Well, a snow day can be more pleasant than this.
Right.
When it's just soaking rain and cold all day.
Today is the kind of day where you it's why you have to appreciate the fall is elite 50-degree sunny day you get in November, because a lot of November is like today. Not this
usually.
Year, it hasn't been, but usually it's pretty rank.
And today was,
so I'm right around the corner, pumping gas, feeling like that. I walk in the door. You're the first person I've seen since I stopped for gas. And you open the door, and you're wearing sandals.
And shorts. T-shirt, shorts, sandals.
The hell are you doing?
I almost went full defiant Ross Tucker mode, no jacket, but a scarf. I thought that would have been funny. I was doing laundry this morning. I put everything in, and then I ended up leaving the house earlier than I'd planned to run a couple of errands, and that meant no jeans. I was not about to get dressed up. I was not going to wear like those outdoor pants or sweatpants or pajamas. I think I'm above those kind of choices.
I'm impressed.
It left me at shorts, which was really dumb. I also got gas and was one of those experiences where you want to not fill up the tank because, you know what? I don't think I need to fill up the tank.
I just want to
maybe
get out of here.
In a couple days, I'll have pants on. It'll even maybe be warmer, and I can fill up the tank. But no.
I admire you're not wanting to even get to the sweatpants. Yeah, but now I'm feeling judged because I wear, I don't know, whatever. These are pants I wear golfing, but
I don't even know what pants you wear. They're not jeans.
They have a draw. They have a string. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the kind of pants that I get mad when I see the pro golfers wearing because you can tighten them up around the ankle, and I think you're on TV golfing. You shouldn't be wearing what I wear to dashes to golf. Well, but these are my dashes pants.
Have we gone around the league in a dash today?
That's what we just did. No, actually, this wasn't.
Have we done the Duntire Drive at 5 today?
Boy, we're missing a lot of stuff.
We were talking about Todd Simon. The Duntire Drive at 5 is presented by Duntire, the official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. If it wasn't supposed to be Football Friday, and by Excelsior Orthopedics Express, sideline with a sprain, strain, or break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. My guess is it was. It is.
It still is.
Around the League in a Dash, brought to you by Dash's Market, celebrating 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. Let's do the picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
I have really stumbled, but I'm still up. Game and a half. Thursdays are saving me.
And me not taking the bait. The only Thursday I've lost is the one that I went opposite you. You get to go first because you're in the lead.
I took the Bengals in Baltimore plus something. Was it 7 maybe? Was that high?
I don't remember the line.
6. And they covered. I don't remember the last Thursday night game I've lost. I was going to check, but that seemed just like sort of obnoxious. But it's been a lucky year for me in that one. This coming slate, though, I really struggled today to come up with 4 games that I felt like, all right, well, this is the side I want to be on. Really, I had 2, and I think one of those 2 you also like, and I kind of think I'm just going to leave it for you. We'll see what happens. I did decide early in the week I wanted to take Chicago. +3.5 at home against Minnesota. You know what that game is? It's a lot like last night. Division game. One team has been running so pure, the Vikings. I think
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Vikings may be better than the Steelers, but they go to Jacksonville and barely win. They go to Tennessee, and it's just tough. Now they go to Chicago, three straight road games, and aren't they 8-2? Minnesota, maybe? Like, and Chicago's been down. Offensive coordinator change, a little bit of life last week, but they still lose to Green Bay. I will take the home Bears with the hook, 3.5 against the Vikings.
They are 8-2, the Vikings, yes.
I mean, how good are they? How good are the Vikings? They're not Lions good.
No, they're definitely not Lions good. I'm going to take them.
Okay.
they're good enough for me to take them. -3.5 at the Bears. That's what they are.
I will take the Ravens because I always do. -3 Monday night. They have four losses. They better watch out. But last week, I think, was mostly a matchup. It's always a matchup challenge for Baltimore, the Steelers, and maybe even a little bit of a psychological a problem they have. I mean, Jackson isn't at his best. Tucker's missing field goals. Is that because they're playing the Steelers? It can be sometimes. But I think they're really good. And the Chargers have been winning, but I don't think they're on the same tier. And I love Baltimore in these primetime games. They go on the road in primetime all the time. They always win. Like San Francisco, they did that. Tampa, I can remember. New Orleans, they do that. They're just like great in these spots. -3, okay. Chargers play a lot of, what, a lot of zone? And just a very different matchup than the Steelers, and that's where Baltimore tends to thrive. I do like Houston a little bit. I'm forcing them in here, -7.5. I think Ross might have that game. Texans, -7.5 at home against Tennessee. I've not been, neither of us has, really hot for the Texans this year. I don't think they're great, but they hit for some plays against Dallas. I think Tennessee secondary can be beat, and Houston at home, I want to think that game's like a, I mean, it's, I don't have to win by this much, but like a 31-10 kind of game.
Yeah, didn't the Bills kind of rip Tennessee up through the air? I feel like in the second half, even maybe it was like first half was a struggle. Second half, they just launched.
Yeah. So Houston at home there with Collins back. Dell Mechie is kind of interesting for Houston now, and Mixon is having a great season. This game is really interesting to me. Arizona at Seattle. And I don't know. I'm going to take Arizona.
That's what I looked at that game. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
I don't know. The games I have in my head are Arizona winning in San Francisco, which Seattle just did, by the way, itself. And I think of Seattle at home, the Bills loss was really ugly. The Giants won there. I just don't have it like sort of in my – the Rams won there in overtime. That was an interesting game. I feel like I want to trust the Cardinals a little bit more than the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. So Arizona -1, and
that's for first place in the division. They already played.
They have not played. Okay. And Arizona's a game up, right?
6-4, and the Seahawks are 5-5. So
I don't think they've met yet. For my college game, I mean, I'm just not following much of this very closely. I don't think I've taken Baylor yet this year. And my wife went to Baylor, the alma mater in law. So let's just do that. Baylor -7.5 at Houston.
Which game were you leaving for me?
Colts. The Colts.
I'm not doing it. I'm sure you want to adjust your bar. I'm not.
No.
I was.
I like the idea of it very much.
Right.
I am not inclined to bet against Detroit.
Right. Same here. I started that game, I also had a very tough time, you know, looking at the board, right? I go to my FanDuel page, like, there's all the games, there's the lines, and I'm like, you know, sometimes they just talk to you, right? They're just like, hey, what are you doing? You want to buy me a drink? Like, they're just like, you know, doesn't mean you're going to be right, but they just, oh, that looks great. Today was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And the first game I liked was Patriots +7 at the Dolphins. So I'm like, all right, I like that. Second game I liked was Indianapolis getting the points, hosting the Lions. And I'm like, usually what I do, you say it all the time. Like when I if I get up in this thing and pull away at the end, it's like I pick good teams and don't worry about the points. Well, taking Indy getting 7.5, the Patriots getting 7 is the opposite of that. It's taking bad teams and hoping they cover.
It's ugly dogs.
I'm going to do it once. I'm going to take the Patriots. I couldn't get there on the cold game. So Patriots plus 7. I feel like Drake May, as much Miami's defense has looked good, Chop Robinson, like keep an eye on him, man. He is winning a lot up there, looking like a really promising player. But May has been coming along, and I feel like this is a game that the Patriots are going to be able to hang in with Miami. I think Miami's that good that they could just blow New England out, and I'll trust Drake May, who's been promising here, to just make a couple of plays and keep it close enough to cover the 7. So I'll take New England there. I already mentioned I'm on the Vikings, minus the 3.5 at the Bears. I'm going to take Tampa, minus 5.5 at the Giants. I mean, what are we doing here? Tommy DeVito? Oh, yeah, I'm going to concentrate on football now. Okay, well, good luck with that, kid. You're playing because they want to lose. Everybody knows it.
I think it's more that they just don't want to pay the incentives that Locke would get, which is also why Jones isn't playing, but it might be the same thing.
Right. And pick 4 NFL-wise, I'll take the Eagles minus the 2.5 at the Rams. Has that moved at all? I haven't looked since this morning.
I have 3.
3? Wow. Okay. That's not the kind of move I was hoping for with Devonta Smith being out.
I'll look again.
But I had 2.5 this morning, but if it's at 3 now, I can live with that. I'll respect it. I was just hoping, whatever, a receiver being out probably doesn't move the line anyway. So that's that. And for college, while you're checking that,
3.
I'm going to get back to my visor here. Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart and Ole Miss. They're still hanging around in the playoff mix, and they're at Florida. Minus 10.5, and so I'll take the Rebels there.
Should I be into the college football playoff and just sort of not worry about it?
I mean, you mean not worry about it because like your college football is offensive?
It's more just, it kind of was a little bit of that for me years ago, or a lot of that, and I liked distancing myself from it, and then it just became the reality that I was distant from it. And I'm never, with the kids, like, Saturday afternoon is never a sit by the TV, mm-hmm. and now I'm at the point where I'd rather watch soccer or something
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Like, there's no college football game that really interests me, but the playoff thing, I mean, so many people are talking about it, and all the different, I didn't like that they did that either, but
yeah.
now I've got 12 teams, and
yeah, I didn't need
maybe
them to
it's
do it,
better.
But I'm definitely going to be into it. I mean, I still watch, you know, most Saturdays, I watch a few games. Like, I don't stay with one necessarily the whole time, but I go out for a sandwich and a couple of beers in the afternoon, and I'm watching a game, and I come home, and until the hockey starts, I'm usually watching.
I usually can't stand the broadcasts.
Yeah.
They just seem like just very aggressive, and like, I've got Herb Street. He goes on McAfee, and it says on the screen, the voice of college football. Did he decide he was the voice of college football? Did Pat McAfee? Who decided he was the voice of college football? How can a color guy be the voice of anything? So he's in there last night, and the Steelers are getting set to kick a field goal, and he's like, you got to take the – it's a blizzard. You got to take the points. They call timeout, put the offense on the field, first down pass, never spoke of it again. We can't ever speak of this again.
Yeah. He every Thursday, if you really pay attention – he does something that tells you he just got there. Yesterday, the play where the Steeler put the punt play where the Browns guy drove the Steeler guy into the bench. The guy on, or it was a Steeler guy driving a Browns guy into the bench, I think. Whichever it was. Yeah, no, it was a. He misidentified 31 on Cleveland as the player from Pittsburgh, Beanie
Bishop.
Bishop, yeah, who's like kind of a hotshot rookie, and just, dude, that's not Beanie Bishop. I'm watching thinking like, Beanie Bishop is like the gunner on the blocking the gunner on the punt team. Like, he's kind of a hot rookie. He's had a couple of nice picks and stuff. And what? No, he missed. He's the wrong guy, wrong team. And I don't know. Like, guys make mistakes. I know that. We all do. But man, he just parachutes in, does those games, and like goes back to the college world. And I don't know.
That's how it sounds.
We should get better than that. It's, you know, it's terrible, I think.
Theo Greminger, not terrible. Fantasy advice for week 12. We took the liberty of having Theo on without the Bills game to break everything down with, you know, this Sunday. So the bye week and a good conversation with Theo that will come your way next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.